Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. That's what they call me around here, Mr. Humble, at your service. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Pat Sigmund back on the show. Patricia Sigmund is the author of Six Steps to Creating Profits. She's the founder of LPS Consulting. She helps companies like yours and mine be more effective in the systems that we use, in the technology that we use. And she's here to talk to us about some of that stuff right now. Pat Sigmund, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Good morning.
It's good to have you back, Pat, as always. One of the things I know you work a lot on with your clients, Pat, is especially at this time of year, you guys circle back and kind of see how what was effective for them during the year in terms of getting and keeping customers and finding profitability in the work that they do, and you sort of circle back and evaluate what you thought, what you tried, and what was effective and what wasn't effective, right?
Yeah, we definitely do that. I've been doing that myself for years. Most small business people do something along those lines.
Right. What does that process look like this year?
Well, there's some interesting things I've been working on. A lot of my clients, and I've always done it, and I try to get everyone I work with to do it. Every new customer, new prospect, new potential customer that comes into your office, you put them inside of a system, and you record where they came from, a reference, or they come from a networking event, are they a vendor lead that you got, where did you get this person? So then you can make stats. Are you paying for a service? Is it providing results? Blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
What's most interesting, if you ask most of my clients or my peers that I work with, they will give you all the places that they get new clients. When we analyze it, it's like becoming overwhelming, the number of people that are coming from the internet, even though the owner doesn't think that's happening.
Hmm.
But when you have the stats in front of you, and what's happening is, even myself, and people do it at home, and you're just seeing this trend where someone is lazy, they don't get up out of their seat, and they go right into Google, and they type in what they need and the location they need it.
Right.
And whoever comes up on the screen is who they call. I mean,
you can even be lazier than that. I've got a Google phone. I can push two little buttons and say into my phone, pepperoni pizza in Peoria, and it'll tell me where to buy pepperoni pizza in Peoria.
That's exactly.
And it'll show me the one that's nearest me.
Where are those people coming from? How are they getting on the internet? And for businesses, this is what's going on. And most people, like, they're being slapped in the face with it. You can either be putting ads up for yourself, which, of course, then you can come up first, but you can be shocked at how much it will cost you, depending on click. But that happens. Are you doing it? Are businesses doing it? So I'm analyzing this with the clients. Or are you doing things, publishing things, putting blogs up, putting things on YouTube so that your search engine optimization is way up there and you're the first or second person that shows up on the list? If you're on page 3, 4, get about it. Doesn't matter. I think everyone's, it's there. It's been there for a long time. Some people know that. But for businesses that have not been paying much attention, they are all shocked that that is really what's going on. And then looking at the clicks and looking who's coming in, either with analytics or your own software analyzing program, what pages they're coming into, how long they're spending, these visitors, and what keywords they use to get to you. You just can't ignore it. It's pretty free.
Now, do you help them with that, or do you help them manage that information that they would get from an SEO expert?
I don't do that myself. I don't even do it for myself.
Right. You don't consider yourself an SEO expert. You just keep it top of mind for your clients and for yourself, and help them manage the SEO relationship, which, by the way, folks, is a job. Managing an SEO relationship is a job into itself.
Yeah. What I do is try to help people get more sales.
Right.
So what can we do to get more sales? What can we do to make more profit? So that's what I'm doing, and where do we get the sales from? So you have this big list of where everyone thinks they're getting the sales from, and when you hone in on it and it comes down to half of the people that this company is exposed to are coming from the Internet, well, you better do something about it.
Right, and you can't be presumptuous, folks. You can't, in the second decade of the 21st century, you can't say, oh, I know where my customers come from. They come from this way or that way. Well, folks, if what you're saying was where customers came from 3 years ago, you can't be presumptuous about that in 2011, 2012. We'll take a quick break. Right back with Pat Sigmund. I want to get Pat to focus on the local search aspect of this right after these messages. Tweet Hill, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.